Blog Talk Radio.
Wishes come true. I just look at you as I touch your hand, and this ordinary world becomes a wonderland. There are many girls I have met before, them by, because I knew there would be this magic moment, one to last a lifetime through, when a boy like me meets a girl like you. There are many I have met before, but I passed them by, because I knew there would be this magic moment, one to last a lifetime through, when a boy
can you say, right? Oh yeah.
We've got
some pretty music today. We've got some and I thought I would forewarn Ann. Get your tissues out, honey, because we've got some crying songs. We've got a few Irish songs to play today. And the Irish are notorious for their songs go one of two ways. Either you're up kicking your heels up hitting the lamp fixture on the ceiling, or you're sitting and crying in your beer. Most of the songs today are crying in your beer songs. The Irish songs, but you know, I love them. I absolutely love the Irish songs, and they always want to tell a story. You know, they tell a story. And Ireland has had a tough time. That's just how it is. You know, everybody has a tough time at some time in their history. Think of the potato famine. No person had anything to do with that. No country had anything to do with that. But it devastated Ireland. And I guess you could say that's how I ended up here, because my great-great-grandfather left Ireland and came to the U.S. So check out a little bit of that history, because it's very fascinating. Scotland has some very fascinating history, too. They did not have an easy time. England, actually, when they were conquering the world, think of it, their population was in wars almost all the time. Now, that cannot have been easy. You know what I mean? And they had some really, what word should I use? Interesting rulers in the past. And that's just because they were trying to keep the bloodline pure. They wanted to keep it blue, you know, but it caused them some problems. And the people that lived in England had to deal with that, and it was not easy.
It was not easy, you know. And then here we are. We rebel against them because they won't leave us alone, but that was one of their really interesting things, you know? I mean, the dude was a fruitcake. I'm sorry, you guys in the UK, I'm sorry, but look back at the history. He was a nutcase. But anyway, so that wasn't easy for them. That time wasn't easy for them. It wasn't easy for us because we felt like we were rebelling against our father, you know, something like that. It was tough. It was tough. And then we get really stupid and fight each other. And the whole thing is we weren't fighting each other for what we thought we were fighting each other. You know, check it out. Check it out. Everybody thinks that the North was fighting against slavery. That was only a very small part. That was the part that they made public. There was a whole bigger issue going on. So check it out. You could find history very, very, very interesting where you thought it was boring. No, it's not boring. It's not boring at all. And if you've got somebody to sit down there and study a history book together, that's even more fun. I don't know what that's like, but maybe someday I'll find out. Anyway, okay, I've got a song that I really want to play because it, when I heard it, it just made musical chords go off in my head and my heart. And I want to play this for you. And John sent this to me yesterday, and I haven't ever heard it before, but oh my goodness gosh, it's just, it's got me. And I'll be right up front with you. I got to find a way to sing it if I can find a karaoke track that doesn't have somebody else singing on it, you know, because a lot of times they'll have, anyway, it's really strange. But here is this beautiful song. And now for this song, now you guys that are by yourselves but you do love someone, do this in your mind. If you are with the person you love, do this, okay? Because they're going to look at you really strange, but they're going to really like it, okay? Take my word for it. You walk up to them and you say, put your hand on the side of their face, and you look into their eyes, and just very, very gently rub their face and say, darling, this one is for you.
My lips so
Before. It's been around a while, evidently, but I've never heard it before. But when I heard that yesterday, I fell in love with it. I love that song. It's fantastic. Anyway, I've had my sigh for the day. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. And she has such a beautiful alto voice. Now, you know, this lady is in her late 50s or mid-60s, something like that. But she doesn't sound like it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. She's got such a pure alto voice. I love that voice. The only other one I've been able to find so far, because I haven't looked anywhere else, is her name's Ruby something. And her voice is a soprano. I don't think it does justice to this song quite as well as the alto. But you guys can look it up and find out for yourselves and see what you think. You know, just see what you think. I've got, now I'm going to play an Elvis song. I mean, surprise, surprise, right? Yeah, everybody's going, what took you so long? Oh, my lordy. Okay, let's see. I'm in the eyes, so that helps. There it is. So here's Elvis doing I Need You So.
If you think I don't need you, take a look at my eyes. Maybe these ain't raindrops falling out of the sky. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, then baby you're wrong. If you think I don't love you, what could I do to prove to you, baby, my love is true? I sing the same old song since you've been gone. If you think I don't love you, well then, baby, you're wrong. My life has been the same since you left me. I ain't had a wink of sleep in 7 days. I don't know what to do, I'm going crazy. I just walk the floor at night and call your name. If you think I don't do right, I'll change my ways. I'll do what you want me to, I'll be your slave. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, well baby you're wrong. If you think I don't do right, I'll change my ways. I'll do like you want me, I'll be your slave. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, well baby you're wrong. Well baby you're wrong. baby, you're wrong.
I keep waiting for that last thing, you know, and they don't do it. But that's okay. At least it wasn't a fade out or an over and over and over thing. Those are irritating. After, you know, they can do three phrase overs, maybe four, and get away with it. And then I get irritated, and it's like, okay, so end the song already. We know that phrase. We've learned that. It's okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, so true. Here. Yeah. Is that the one? I don't know. My memory's going. I need my brain to be washed. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Not going to happen, but it would be interesting. Anyway, I'm trying to find, yes, here it is. Not the one I was looking for, but that's okay. We can go with the one I actually want. It's another Elvis song, guys, but it goes so nice with this one. And that is fantastic. I gotta go all the way up. I gotta find it, you know. So it's a good thing I can flap my jaw while I'm looking, you know. Because I'm having a problem. That's okay. I know it's in here. I know it's in here. Well, here's right in front of me, right here. Okay. John gave me this one yesterday too, and it's beautiful. It's really, really nice. This is take six of I'm Falling in Love Tonight. Take it to heart. It's beautiful.
We're rolling. I'm Falling in Love Tonight. Take six.
One, two, three, four.
I'm falling in love tonight. Somehow I know the beautiful world tonight is sharing its glow. When love let me down before, I said I was through, but I'm falling in love tonight with you. Till you walk by, I left and played the game. One kiss, then goodbye. And I was the same. But somehow you've changed me, dear. This time it's true. I'm falling in love. With you.
Oh yeah, I love that. That's good. That's good. Dedicate that to the one you love. That works. All right. Do you guys know who the Highwaymen were? Only one of them's still here. I mean, you know, it's like the Million Dollar Quartet, only the country version. They were also known as the Outlaws. Okay. Johnny Cash. He got around. He got around. He wanted to be involved in everything. But Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, he's the one that's still alive. Merle Haggard and Kris Kristofferson. Those four are the Highwaymen. And they did some gigs as the Highwaymen. You know, live, on stage, legitimate performances. So here is a recording from one of their performances in Nassau. And it was on the American Outlaws album as well. This is live from 1990. They did this in Nassau. I guess they figured they couldn't get in trouble there. What? Anyway, here's the Highwaymen. Thank you, John, for this one, because you guys got to listen to the lyrics. This is totally hilarious. The king is gone, and so are you.
This song we're all going to do for you now, this may be the best song you ever heard in your whole life. Then again, it may not be. Last night I broke the sea on a Jim Beam decanter that looked like Elvis. Soaked the label off a Flintstone jelly jar. Picked me up a place at the little table that you left us. Pulled me up a big old hunk of floor. I pulled the head off Elvis, with Fred up to his pelvis. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone.
About him, we all got to talking. About Graceland, Bedrock, and such.
The conversation finally turned to women, but they said they didn't get around too much. Elvis said, find them young. Fred said, old-fashioned women are fun. Yabba-dabba-doo, the king is gone, so are you. Yabba-dabba-doo, the king is gone, so are you. Well, I broke Presley's nose,
pouring the last drop from his toes.
Fred was rolling on the floor. Then I led a string in perfect harmony. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, so are you. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, so are you.
One more.
I love that. I love that. And did you hear when he broke the head off or pulled the head off of Elvis? That was the Jim Beam decanter that looked like Elvis. Huh. He didn't feel any compunctions with leaving that sealed up whatsoever, girls. So, you know, it depends on how bad you want what's inside.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was fun. And then he filled up filled Fred up to his pelvis. That was funny. That was funny. Who cares? On Fred Flintstone, just who cares, you know. But that was fun. That song, I listened to that 3 times before I finally got it put into the studio because I just thought it was so good. It was fantastic. Okay. Yeah, some of those songs just kind of grab you and say, hey, come listen again. This was a good time. You got to memorize this. No, don't memorize it. Just listen to it. Oh, Lordy. Okay, I've got one. Now, this is one that the title kind of says it. So, this is by Renee and Renato. Italian, I believe. He, anyway. I don't know about her. But, yeah, the title says it all. This is Save Your Love. Yeah, you gotta like that. I gotta like that. I don't know.
Very nice.
Oh, that one's nice. And it's just, it's one of those that once you start listening to it, you want to hear the whole thing. It's great. I think it's great. I have a Bread song. Whatever possessed them to call their group Bread? I'm going to have to look up the story behind that one, because that's strange. I always did think that was strange. But they had good songs, you know? So we are going to hear Song by Bread. That's, and it's not the one you think it is. It's not the one that everybody always plays. This is Baby, I'ma Want You. Oh, yeah, Baby, I'ma Want You. It's like, don't you just love that phrase? It's like, okay, how did they come up with that? Well, they didn't. The songwriter did. But anyway, here it is.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection, giving me direction, like a guiding light to help me my darkest hour. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by, feeling all the while I never really knowing why. You'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by. Then you came along and made me laugh and made me cry. You taught me why. Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you.
I love that. Bread is a group you listen to when you want something mellow. You know, it's got to be mellow. They did Aubrey. I've been told they did Aubrey. Yes, they did Aubrey. They did another one. What was that? And when the end comes, the world spins slowly down to die. Anyway, yeah, they did that one too. I used to sing that one, and I can't remember the name of it. Can you believe that? Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, bread goes with a lot of stuff, you guys. It goes with chili. It goes with, oh, make it into rolls, and it goes with stew. You can put peanut butter on it with jam or bananas and bananas, and you can put whipped dressing with it. You can put pickles with it. Peanut butter goes with a lot of things. On crackers with honey. Bread is good. Fresh homemade is even better. If I can figure out how to make bread in this damp weather, I'm used to dry stuff. So I do have some figuring out to do, some experimenting. I haven't quite...
Have you
got
tried again?
Huh? Oh, yeah, honey. I've got to get some fresh yeast. That is probably part of the problem. My yeast is at least 5 years old, and that's just
not
working.
Yeah, that would not hurt.
Exactly. And I have some sourdough starter, but I want to figure out how to make that light, fluffy bread that I used to be able to make in Arizona and Idaho. And here, I haven't figured it out yet because the atmosphere, the humidity, it's all different. And I don't keep my house real warm, especially in this kind of weather, because I can't afford to mostly, but sort of because I'm going to have enough hot weather come summer. So I'm keeping it cooler, and I think that may be part of the problem.
The yeast is probably the major problem.
That's the major problem, but warmth is also a problem, because if it's not warm enough, your yeast isn't going to do the job it's supposed to do. And
sure.
What I'm thinking is if you turn the oven on like 100, 150, something like that, and put your bread dough in your oven to rise, you'll have better luck. But I do need new yeast, definitely.
I believe so.
Well, I didn't make bread when it was just for myself, so the yeast just kind of sat there and got old. You know, I used to make fresh rolls and fresh bread and everything when my fiancé was around all the time. But then I kicked his butt out the door. He did something really stupid. But I kicked his butt out the door, and no, it wasn't cheating on me or anything like that. I expect that. That's not a big deal, but that wasn't it. But at any rate, since he wasn't around, I didn't make bread anymore, because with just me, it's got no preservative in it, so it sits there and molds, and I end up throwing half of it away. So I just didn't bother. So I got to figure it out here, though. I got to figure it out what is keeping it from doing that rise, because it'll rise the top crust, and under that's a big old empty bubble. And when you bake that, it just, that top bubble collapses, and you end up with this really hard, chewy bricks, which with a spaghetti dinner would go well, but not for sandwiches so much.
Oh, gosh. Well,
so
hopefully you get that worked out soon.
I'll figure it out eventually. It just, you know, it's happened to me 3 times already, and that gets a little bit discouraging. But I'll figure it out once I get some new yeast. I'm not going to try it with the old yeast anymore. I'm just going to dump that, because why keep beating a dead horse? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll get it, but it's going to wait until I get some new yeast and I can try it proper, because I prefer homemade bread and homemade rolls to store-bought, but I want to get that same texture. You know what I mean? And I can do it. I have done it my whole life until I moved here. So, what's wrong with Georgia? Let me think. My bread doesn't work. Okay, well, you know, that's how it goes. You got to kind of take the good with the bad. Right now, making bread with the bad.
Oh, gosh.
But I am bound and determined I am going to get the hang of making bread in Georgia, and it's going to be good. So, okay, I am going to do, John sent me a duet with him and Charlie, and it is so awesome. And I have another Charlie Hodge song for tomorrow's gospel show, where he talks about Elvis a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's for tomorrow. I ain't going into it today. I got something else for tomorrow, too. You guys remember the singing nun? Well, she went home. She's up playing guitar and singing with the angels right now, and probably they're having a great time. And we're going to have a little memorial for her tomorrow, because...
Are you talking about Sally Field?
No, the singing nun. Janet Mead, the singing nun.
Oh, okay. I was thinking
the real nun.
Okay.
So she was a real nun, and she recorded songs. And she had Dominica Nika. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was her. And I found out today from information that John sent me with her notice of that she died that she also did a version of the Lord's Prayer that actually made the Billboard charts, the music charts, and stayed there for weeks on end. And she was not, that song was nominated for a Grammy in the same category as Elvis. They were both nominated.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. I thought that was fantastic. So anyway, all of this is going to be on tomorrow as well. And if I have to tell myself I forgot to put this in here, I may break down and cry right in front of y'all. Good thing you wouldn't be able to see me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Because I think I downloaded it in my computer and forgot to put it in. Well, you know what? That's all right. I can play it again tomorrow. It works. It will just work, okay? It will just work. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to play it anyway. So it'll work. Figure that one out. Okay. I'll go back here and play this one instead. I get very, very frustrated with myself. You know what I mean? Because sometimes my brain is just not clicking on all eight cylinders. I've only got four, and that really doesn't work very well. So I find I'm missing things that I thought I had that I don't really have.
Mm-hmm.
Check out. Yeah, I put my pants on, so we're okay there. Those are things you got to check, you know. Hey, I don't have a fly, so I don't have to worry about that part. But, you know.
Goodness. Oh, God.
Almighty, yes. Oh, somebody's calling. Hello, who have I got?
How you doing, ma'am? This is Joshua.
Hi, Joshua. It's been a while since I heard you, honey. Did you get to hear your song I played for you?
You played a song for me? No, I just got in here.
Oh, well, not today. It was last week.
Oh, no,
remember,
I'm sorry. I...
don't apologize. Goodness sakes, you don't have to apologize.
I'm just so happy that you have your pants on, you know. That's half the battle.
Yeah, yeah, probably more than half, actually. There are just certain things, certain mores that you have to observe, you know. And, yes, I know everybody says, oh, you're on radio. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to comb your hair. You don't have to do your makeup. You can sit there in your underwear or stark buck naked if you want to. No, ma'am.
You missed the entire point of that logic. The entire point of that logic is that you don't have to mention what you're wearing because you're on radio.
Because I'm on the radio, of course. But you know what? I do what I want to, and I felt like mentioning it. So.
And that is the beginning of the apocalypse, everybody. I just want you to mark it, make a note.
Not with me.
I'm just messing with you.
I know, but it's still normal stuff with me. It's not beginning and nothing. It's just that's normal stuff with me. You'll get to expect that.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm cold.
You're cold?
It only got up to 44 degrees here today, and it got down.
Oh, you don't even know. You're down south, aren't you?
Oh, I am
so
far
when
south. When it starts
getting down to like -15, -20,
you don't even know how to act. No. I almost made the mistake of moving to Michigan. Almost. But it was suggested to me that we're getting too old to be worrying about snow and ice. And I said, well, you know what? That sounds about right. So
You know who warns you about that? People that don't fall easily on ice.
Well,
they got those hockey player ankles when they come to walk into their cars.
Well, I lived in North Idaho and I fell every single winter, so I did not need to actually move to snow and ice, and until it was mentioned to me, I hadn't thought about that. So I'm glad that he mentioned it to me, and I'm glad I changed my mind about where I was going to live. And I did want to live somewhere that is cooler than Arizona. I have accomplished that. So far, it's a lot cooler than Arizona. But
I'm just happy you're wearing pants. That's like 25% of the battle there.
I'm happy I'm wearing pants too, Joshua. There you go. I'd have to freeze to death otherwise. Well, hey, let's play an Elvis song. How about that? I'm glad you called, honey. And I did that very next show. I did play "Ain't No Sunshine" by Bill Withers.
Oh, what a beautiful song. Okay. What song are you about to play?
I'm going to play, what is that deal? My goodness, my mouse just went crazy and scrolled me all the way across the alphabet, so I got to refind it. There it is. Stop. I had to yell at my mouse.
Ain't No Sunshine is a sweet one, though, isn't it? Beautifully
yes.
Tragic. That's one of my favorites.
I have known that song for at least 40 years. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I've known it since it came out. So there you go. But anyway, here's Elvis, and I'm going to play "Could I Fall in Love."
Could I fall in love for the very first time? That's what I ask myself when your lips touch mine. Could I fall in love on a night like tonight? That's what I'd like to know. When I hold you tight, now that we're alone, just a kiss apart, I have the answer from the feeling in my heart. Could I fall in and forever be true? My heart tells me I could if I fell for you.
You gotta love that one. That one is so sweet. I like that. And you know, I'm gonna play something now. And
yes, ma'am.
You guys can flat out make up your own mind, okay? Please don't.
Okay. I'm letting you know.
Just to be in my arms, in my arms. He's so sad, loving me. Your lips, I
So what do you guys think, eh?
I think that Elvis Presley is a freaking genius when it came to the lyrical stuff, but there is one song that Elvis Presley did. Oh, it was a cover song, wasn't it? He did a cover song of Hucklebuck.
Oh, the Hucklebuck
was
band?
Was that him? Yeah,
yeah,
was that him or was that someone else or was that him? I want to hear that because that was beautiful.
I'm trying to remember, was that in a movie, John?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
John,
no. Was that?
That's why I always go to John. If I can't remember something, I always go
no,
to John.
No, I'm sorry. That was Frank Sinatra. That wasn't Elvis.
The Huckabuck? I know, he did,
yeah.
He did something in, was it Kissing Cousins, I think? Similar. Something about Barefoot. That was it, Barefoot. That's what he did.
Yes, ma'am.
So
I will definitely deem you to be the expert on all these things.
Oh, expert? No, but I have experts I can go to.
Are you talking about the internet?
No, I'm talking about a person. So, not a problem. Anyway. Here's that actually, guys, was from 2012, I think. John Barron, and that name was an alias. You all know about that. So, and one of my favorite songs. So, yeah, I'm going to jump in here with this one. I hope you enjoy it. Have a good time.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart. Leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this heart of mine. I'll be waiting there with my arms unfurled, waiting just for you. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world.
All right, there we go. And some of you are saying you couldn't hear it. I've got the volume up, so I really can't do anything more about that. See if your volume can go up a little bit, because mine can't. And yes. I do realize that. We did figure out the Huckabuck was done by someone else. But thank you, because I could not remember for 100%. But I think what he was asking about was actually that Barefoot that Elvis did in a movie. So that's okay. I'll see if I can find Huckabuck for next week. I'm not. He thinks Frank Sinatra did it. I don't know. And he got cut off or something. So, which doesn't surprise me because I had to restart my phone. So, I'm glad all you guys are still there. I'm having a really hard time with my internet today. It took me an extra hour and a half to put my show together because my internet kept going, not happening. And I kept getting red lights. And you're very familiar with that, too.
No, I'm not ever. Oh, man, mine is just appalling what I've gone through here. But since I have the new modem, I seem to be okay for now.
I think mine is the fact that it's got fiber optic, but it's not underground fiber optic. It's strung overhead with it's an old phone line or an old electric. I don't know, but it's up in the air, and we've had high winds last night and today. So that's what was happening. Luckily, by the time it was showtime, the high winds had died off. We're down to a really cold breeze. It's coming off the lake. And I really was wondering if I was going to be able to do the show today. If this had kept up, I wouldn't have. But I'm still having to restart my phone 2 or 3 times a day. Yesterday was even worse. I had to restart my phone about 10 times throughout the day. And a couple of people called me. I didn't hear the phone ring because it didn't. You know, I got some messages. In fact, John sent me 3 messages that I didn't get until after I restarted my phone. And it's like, I don't like that. That sucks. You know, that really sucks. So anyway, here's another one I'm going to play for you guys. And when John gave me this song, he said, maybe this one will let them know who I am.
Ramona's sitting right over there. I know that face anyway. I'd run up and embrace her, but I'm ashamed to face her. Just tell her John said hello. I'd like to tell her what I'm really feeling, but just tell her John said hello. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her John said hello. Don't tell her I'm feeling blue. That's just between me and you. Don't say I'm thinking of her. Don't tell her I still love her. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her Jim said hello. That was for Ramona. October 11th, 2017.
There you go, guys. There you go. That song tells you who John is. Yeah, and that's John that helps me with all my music, all my shows, and is my teacher and my help. So now you know, if you were listening to that song, you know who John is. Okay? There you go. And Josh, if you're listening, I did not cut you off or hang up on you, honey. That's something that my internet did. So I'm really, really sorry. You are more than welcome to call back if you wish. and I will see if I can find that Huckabuck song for you. I have heard of it, believe it or not. That scares me a little bit. But some things you just kind of go, how do I know that? But I know how I know that. I've had it on the show before, so that's how I know the Huckabuck song. And it's like, what the hey? But that's all right. That's all right. I'm going to play a song now that that John sent me yesterday, and this is by the Flying Pickets. Say what? I don't know. That's just it. The Flying Pickets. It's not any different than the birds or the animals or the crickets or the bears and the grass underfoot and all whatever. But the Flying Pickets, and they did this a cappella. Listen to this, guys. This is phenomenal. It's called Only You. And the song just... Oh, yeah, grab your honey and give him a hug. The song is Only You.
Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Looking from a window above, it's like a story of a... Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday, moving further away. Won't you hear me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you. Sometimes when I think of your name, and it's only a game, and I need you, listening to the words that you say, getting harder to say. When I see you, all I needed was the love you gave, all I needed for another day.
It's not necessary. It's it's like listening to pentatonics. You know, they do so much with their voices that you don't miss the music. And that's wonderful. That is really wonderful. And I want to say a public thank you to Manette, because I was wondering, honey, I was wondering. I got a beautiful velour-looking dark blue blanket in the mail yesterday. Well, from Walmart, actually. It was a delivery from Walmart. And it's a warming blanket. It's an electric blanket. And I had no idea who sent it. I didn't. I wasn't expecting it at all. And I thought, I didn't order anything from Walmart. What is this? And I picked it up. It wasn't heavy. It was in a bigger box, but it wasn't heavy. And I opened that, and there was this beautiful blanket in it. And it's like, okay, who's being nice to me now? What do they want?
That was really sweet. Yes,
and she just sent a little message. She said, I said I was cold, so she sent me an electric blanket. And that is just so wonderfully sweet, Manette. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. That's a really, really sweet thought. It's wonderful. And, yeah, I did say I was cold, and I am cold. I'm sitting in front of a heater right now, and my hands are still cold. So it's winter, just in case everybody missed it, with all the snow and all that stuff, just in case everybody missed it, it's winter. Now, you know, just the thought of winter makes me cold, but the thought of a cooler summer is more than compensation. I'll deal with this. And thank you for that gift, Manette, because that'll help me deal with this very, very nicely. That thing's going to go from the living room to the office to the bedroom. It's going to go everywhere with me. I'll wear it out. It's great. I'll probably have the dog up right next to me going, oh, can I have some, Mommy? Can I have some? Yeah.
It's probably said. Well, that was very sweet, Manette. That was very sweet.
It was very sweet. Very, very sweet. And, honey, I am using that computer. I'm on that computer right now. I'm doing the show on that computer. So it's not sitting gathering dust. I am using it. I save it for just the shows because I don't really know how much memory it is compared to my other one. And all of my past songs and everything are in my old computer, and I don't need my mic to use that music, and I can still access it with the new computer you got me. So it is being used. No worries on that score. So I can talk in the microphone instead of holding my phone. Yeah, I didn't like having to use my phone. So anyway, yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, darling. I do appreciate that so, so much. Okay. I'm going to play another song now that John sent me yesterday. Rock and roll is here to stay. No, that's not the one I'm playing. This is by Electric Light Orchestra. Do you guys remember ELO? They've been around for a long time. You know, it took me about 6 months to figure out what ELO stood for, and that was back when they were popular, because everybody always said ELO, and I go, well, what is it? So, and of course, back then you didn't have laptops and stuff like that. Oh, gosh, I just dated myself. Anyway, Electric Light Orchestra. So if you ever hear me refer to ELO, that's Electric Light Orchestra. And they're not an orchestra, okay? They're a band. So John sent me this song that they did. It's called Rock and Roll is King. Ain't that the truth?
Come along with me to a land of make-believe. She said, when will
it needed that. You know, it just needed that little extra push over the ending. So of course I had to provide that. You know. Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay, guys. Get out the Kleenexes, Anne. It's time. You know, there comes a time in every show where you play the song that is crying material. And this one is by John McDermott. And yeah, Irish. So it's a tearjerker. John gave it to me, so you can blame him. He's got broad shoulders. It'll work. This is The Old Man.
Tears have all been shed now. We said our last goodbye. His soul's been blessed, and he's laid to rest. And it's now I feel alone. He was more than just a father, a teacher, my best friend. He can still be heard in the tunes we share when we play them on our own. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers on. And I miss him, the old man. As a boy, he'd take me walking by mountain, field, and stream. And he'd show me things not known to king, a secret between him and me, like the colors of the fence as he rises in the dawn. How to fish and make a wish beside the holly tree. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers on. And I miss him, the old man. I thought he'd live forever, 'cause he seemed so big and strong. But the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and his son. And suddenly when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance to tell him thanks for everything he'd done. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers on. And I miss him, my old man.
Up there with Danny Boy. That one always made me want to cry too. You know, it's, I tell you, those Irishmen. Yeah, I've got Irish blood because I feel those songs. I do. Wow. Okay, let's go to an Eric Clapton song. This is not a sad song. This is a song of a guy who's surrounded by observant people. And it makes me smile. It does make me smile. It's called My Very Good Friend, the Milkman. Okay.
My very good friend, the milkman, says that I've been losing too much sleep. Doesn't like the hours I keep, and he suggests that you should marry me. My very good friend, the mailman, says that it would make his burden less. We both have should marry me. And then there's a very friendly fellow who brings all the latest real estate news. And every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. My very good friend, the neighbors say, they've been watching little things I do. Perceive that I love you, so I suggest that you should marry me.
So Walter Richman. Perceive that I love you, so I suggest
that last line. Did you guys catch that?
I didn't catch it. What are you talking about?
The last line on that song, what he said was, "Here comes the bride, all fat and wide."
Oh, my word. I didn't hear it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That was beautiful.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. That was Eric Clapton. That is not the usual kind of fare that you get from Eric Clapton. There was no guitar solos. There was no rock and roll, no drums. Yeah, that was Eric Clapton. And he did have a sense of humor. You know, that kind of, the sense of humor kind of went, flew out the window when his son died from that fall. But he's good. I love that last line just, well, you heard, set me over the edge. That's okay. It's a very worn edge. It's not sharp anymore. It's very rounded. I go over the edge a lot. Okay. Elvis again. I can't help it. I just have to do this. This is from the Ed Sullivan Show. Love Me.
Elvis Presley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sullivan. Friends, we'd like to do a number for you from our new album. It was just released by RCA Victor this week. With the help of the Jordanaires, friends, we'd like to do one called Love Me. It's a new one on it, isn't it? Treat me like a fool. Faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me,
won't you love me,
wherever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely, I'll be sad and blue. Somebody I would beg and steal.
Beg and steal.
That's my favorite version of that song. It's the one he did on Ed Sullivan. the new one, Ed. And those girls just tickled him. He thought that was so funny. I can understand that because I think it's funny too. But he almost laughed 3 times during that song because he can just, all he has to do is twitch. Lift that corner of his lip and they're going nutso. Twitch his shoulders like that and they go crazy. And I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. But that's how much power he had. You know, and I bet he'd still have it if he'd get up there, be able to do that. But you know what? We're going to have to go on memories, kids. But that's fine. That's fine. Because at least he's still here. All right, here's one he got me yesterday called Hard Times by Tommy Fleming.
That will linger
All right, there you go. Tommy Fleming. That name's familiar to you? Yes. And Josh, you're back. Josh?
Yes, ma'am.
You're back. I can see your phone number. That's how I can tell. So I just wanted you to know, honey, I know you disappeared. I didn't cut you off. I promise. My internet did a number right then. So,
no, you're fine, ma'am. No, I'm never going to hold that to anybody else's account, especially with Blog Talk. You never know what's going to happen. That's the fun of it.
Well, and not Blog Talk so much, but, honey, I live out in the middle of nothing, and if it gets cold or the wind comes up or something, I have problems with my internet. So there was only one or two choices I had to even have internet, so I just have to kind of deal with it. I've been having internet issues all day today, so that wasn't even, can't even blame that on Blog Talk this time. How about that? Whoa. But I'm glad you called back, honey. I'm glad you called back so I could let you know that I didn't do it to you. I'm sorry. I really didn't cut you off. I promise. So,
I'm gonna stick with my bias. What's your next song, ma'am?
My next song is Elvis, of course. Have I told you lately that I love you? Take 1 and 7.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell once again somehow? Have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
Telling you now.
Shit.
What is it? I can't beat this song.
I told you lately that I love you. Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told you with all my heart and soul how I adore you? I told you when I'm sleeping, every dream I dream of. Have I told with whom I'd like to share my love forever? Well, darling, I'm telling. My heart would break in two if I should lose you. I'm no good without you, in a car. Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling. My heart would break in two if I should lose you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling.
Okay, I wonder what that last one was about. Hey, at least they had an ending.
That's a beautiful song, man.
I love that song. Isn't that wonderful? I love that song.
Oh, shit. My phone died?
Oh, there are
Hello?
So many. Yeah? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Josh?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you now, honey. It sounded like you had lost me and couldn't hear me, so that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Okay.
You know, you spend a lot of money on a cell phone, and it turns out to just be some other nonsense. But, yeah.
Hey, there you go.
No,
yeah. You figured that one out.
Yeah, that's some beautiful stuff, though. No, Elvis, man. That guy was, like, 500 years ahead of his time.
He recorded something like 766 or 796 songs. And most of them are really good songs. He didn't like
that,
some of
that
them.
That man, he would, you know what Elvis Presley would have done after World War III when we're all throwing sticks and stones at each other? He would have united the world.
He probably could have. Yes, he probably could have. But I don't think any of us wants to be here for that scenario.
Yeah, no, but no, he was definitely a freaking monster when it came to his voice and the actual instrumentals when it came to his music. Oh man, you can't actually beat that. We try so hard to beat that these days.
Well, when you were gone, we played a couple of songs that would have told you something. Anyway, if you get a chance, go ahead and go back and listen to the recording for that time space that you were disconnected, because there are a couple of hints in there that you want to listen to two songs, okay? One of them is originally called Tell Her Jim Said Hello. This one that I played, he replaced a word in it and dedicated it, and it was actually done in 2017. Anyway, he at the end it says the date it was recorded. You got to go back to the recording of the show and listen to that. That's important, okay? And there was another one that was done in 2012. That Please Don't Stop Loving Me, and that was.
Are you talking about these being remastered?
No. No, I'm talking about new recordings of them, but you need to listen to them, okay? I'll tell you that. You need to listen to them, and that will give you a lot of information right there that I think you probably would appreciate. So, yeah, do that. The recording of this show should be available within an hour after it's over, and please, 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 you can go in and there's a slide that you can find the show about a half hour ago, 45 minutes ago from here, and listen to those songs. It will.
Yes, ma'am. I'm right. I'm already on it. I got you.
It will tell you something. Okay. Do you guys know who Johnny Earl is? Was? I think he's still around. Anyway, John sent me this song yesterday. It's Johnny Earl. Going home to the USA.
Well, I'm packing my bags, got my pay, got a long way to go. Don't call me tomorrow night, I'll be traveling home. I'm going home
to the USA.
I'm going home
to the USA.
Got a long way to go. Just me, traveling and rude. There's lots of other guys wearing my suit. We're all having a ball, singing a song. The bags are back where we belong.
To the USA.
I'm going home.
To the USA.
Got a one-way ticket and a promise. I'm going home to the USA. The girls are waiting.
That's fine.
The bands are playing.
At the end of the line.
Well, I'm packing my bags, got my pay, got a long way to go. Don't call me till tomorrow night, 'cause I'll be traveling home. I'm going home.
Yeah. That was cool. I love that. I believe that Johnny Earl is an ETA, if my memory serves.
I don't know how anybody else is feeling. I don't know. I'm not going to say rock and roll or the king of rock and roll, but there were some jazz fingers coming off when you had that little
Oh, yeah. I'm notorious for insisting on endings to songs, and if they don't happen, I do them.
Yes, ma'am.
They gotta have endings. You know, they just gotta have endings. You can't. Yeah, that's one of my things, honey. That's one of my things. So that's okay, ma'am. All right, I've got one that, let's see. It's an eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. Okay. I'm sorry, Ann, but you're gonna have to get the tissues out again. I gotta get down. Yes, almost there. There we go. Okay. This is Johnny McAvoy. This is one of the Irish ones. Got me, Ann? You ready? Okay.
You brought the mix into this? Okay, let's go.
She's going to cry. This is Long, Long Before Your Time.
You ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, or why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. Well, sit yourself beside me, love, and put your hand in mine, and I'll tell you all someone I loved long, long before your time. I'm sitting here and thinking of those days so long ago, when I was just a child like you and a girl I used to know. Through fields of green we laughed and played and sang our merry rhyme. Oh, summer days were warmer then, long, long before your time. Through childhood years our love did bloom, till our hearts were just as one, and we promised each eternal love in the church below the town. We settled in this little house I was proud to call her mine. Oh, we were young and happy then, long, long before. One lovely year
was all we had until sickness came, that stole the roses from her cheek. My tears, they fell like rain. For 9 long months she carried you, but in the end she died. She chose to go so you might live long, long before your time. So you ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, or why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. It's just you seem a lot like her when your eyes look into mine, and you smile so much like she did long, long before your time. And you smile so much like she did long, long before your time.
All right. I like that. And if Anne's not crying, she wasn't listening. So that's okay.
She has a little puppy here with dropping his tears.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, it's I gotta play those sad ones sometimes because it just rings the emotions, you know.
You're just trying to break my heart. You're just trying to break people's hearts right now.
I am, yeah, I am. It's on purpose. But, you know, you got to have something to cry about that's not connected to your life.
I know. That's why I don't go anywhere anymore.
That's human. You have to have something to cry. You watch a sad movie every once in a while just so you can cry about something that's not connected to your life, so it doesn't have to have that real deep down emotion to it.
Hear me out on this. You can start a family, have a bunch of children, and you're going to cry all the time. You get a couple of dogs, and then one by one, oh, you're going to cry.
Oh, yeah. I've got dogs. I know how that feels. I've done that before, more than once.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's still worth having them. It's still worth having them.
I know. They're way smarter than we are. I don't know where humans messed up on that, but dogs figured out immediately.
Oh.
Don't be terrible. And then humans, we just didn't figure that out yet.
Well, I don't think we ever will, tell you the truth, because we're human. We're made different. Dogs are smart. They learn. We don't. We
yes,
do
ma'am.
The same thing over and over and expect it to turn out different. And I'm sorry, it just didn't work that way.
The definition of insanity. Yes, ma'am.
There you go. That's exactly it. You know, I'm past building a family, so, you know, there's only one thing I want in my life, and it's not a family. So,
just a bunch of dogs. That's all it is. Just a bunch of dogs.
I got my dog, and I'm thinking of getting another one. Not until it gets warmer and I get a fence around the yard. So,
what kind of dog do you have?
He's a blue heeler mix.
Oh, that's actually adorable. I have an American bulldog mix.
Yes. And bulldogs are sweet.
Okay.
People don't think so, but they're so amazing.
I know. He's my baby.
But this fella is a blue heeler and Australian shepherd mix.
So he runs really fast for no reason.
Oh, yeah. He does zoomies. If I let him out in the yard, I stay out with him. But he anchors on me. And for about 5 minutes, he'll just tear that lawn apart and have the best time and smiles. And then when he's done, he comes up to me and sits down and looks at me and says, okay, we can go in the house now. I need water.
Yeah, no, that's
great.
The entire game.
I love him. Yeah, he likes his zoomies. So anyway, guys, I got 4 minutes left, so I want to say thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for calling back, too, Josh. That was really, really special. I'm glad you did that. And people are sending you messages on the show's chat. They say you're a very polite young man, and they love the way you say man. And they say you remind them of E with your manners. And you made some points, kiddo. You made some points.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you live a very short life, so you know, do your best to not be terrible, and always show everybody respect at all times, and you'll probably live a longer life.
Good,
and also,
good.
And also, and also, do not get small dogs. There's no point to that.
Well, unless you want to laugh more.
I'm just messing with you, man.
Yeah, okay. Hey, they have a purpose. They have purpose. But there are, no, I'm not talking Chihuahua, honey. No, I'm not talking Chihuahua. But
go that Ron Swanson route. Any dog that is less than 50 pounds is a cat, and cats are pointless.
Oh no, you're on shaky ground right now, honey. Because I have had a cat.
I know.
I didn't say
I was quoting somebody.
Okay.
I was quoting
right.
somebody.
I'll buy that one. I don't believe it, but I'll buy it. It's okay. But yeah, we don't any animal you don't like, we won't talk about unless it's a snake. So I have a lot of those around here, and that's why I need a snake fence. I got to get that up this year. But yeah, hey, I agree with you on dogs. Dogs love you unconditionally, and I really get angry at the way some people treat dogs. So when it comes to it, I want to adopt at least one more, but it does have to be a smaller one. One bigger dog is as much as I can deal with. Oh, a schnauzer would be okay, but they bark like crazy. It just depends on
No. They're smart. The problem I have with people and their idea of the schnauzer is a very smart animal.
Oh,
my dog is not as smart. Yeah, my dog is big and dumb, and, you know, he's adorable, but he's big and dumb.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, he's actually very attentive to the stuff that I train him to do. But no, when it comes to smaller dogs.
Smart, but they do bark, and I knew a lady that had two schnauzers, and she could not train either one of them to not bark. So you can't talk me out of that one.
Was she a good trainer?
Well, as far as that goes, I don't know. But she had an electric fence, electric shock collars, and all, and they just didn't pay any attention to them. They didn't care. But anyway, honey, I'm short on time. I've got 1 minute left, and I just want to say thank you to everybody. I want to let you know that they were leaving you messages, and they say hi, and they like for you to come in here. But right now, everybody's saying goodnight, and I want to thank you all for being with me today, and keep in mind that the gospel show is tomorrow, same time. So I hope to see you all there. God bless you. Thank you again, Josh, for calling. I appreciate you, honey, and I hope you call again. There's more shows next week coming up, too. So I'm going to leave you out here with Elvis singing I Miss You.
Still, I recall all the good times together. Love we shared, the fun and the laughter. How I wish you could feel what my heart says tonight, dear. I miss you, and I wish you were here. They lay broken in sorrow. The plans are made, my hopes
about tomorrow. If I could, I would tell you I'm lonesome tonight, dear. Oh, I miss you, and I wish you were here. I wish you.